Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny with a high again near 80 degrees. In Kenosha, it's clear 60 at this hour, 54 in Burlington, 68 Milwaukee. We're seeing clear skies. We are also at 64 degrees. Fire broke out on the roof area above a mechanical room for Imperial Laundry at 1236 13th Street in Uptown Racine about a quarter after 6 last evening. It led to an estimated $25,000 damage. That fire discovered by maintenance personnel who called for the building to be evacuated and phoned 911. The fire declared out just after 7:30 last night. No injuries reported. Because fire hoses had to cross the nearby railroad tracks, Union Pacific was contacted while keeping trains away from that area. And because of the amount of resources directed toward that response, both Caledonia and South Shore were asked to be on standby for any help with regular fire rescue responses in the city. The suspected killer of a 7-year-old Chicago boy is jailed on the northwest side of Wisconsin. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says Rasheed Martin was arrested at a home in Superior. The 20-year-old accused of shooting the boy during a July 4th event. Chicago police believe the child's father, a suspected gang member, was actually the intended target. Martin being held on a warrant for first-degree murder and awaits extradition back to the Windy City. Meanwhile, Fond du Lac police putting out a nationwide alert and arrest warrant for a 29-year-old man accused of killing a toddler. Daniel Antoine Griffin, believed to be in Chicago. Police seeking him in connection with the death of his girlfriend's 14-month-old son and for injuring the boy's twin brother. Their mother has been charged with child neglect. It's called screen addiction. An American Academy of Pediatrics researchers say the kids are spending as many as 7 hours in front of them these days. According to Dr. Joe Osterman with the Cleveland Clinic, he says that parents really got to get a handle on this thing, really need to take a close look and see if there are any symptoms that might fit their child.
If there's any change in mood or any change in anxiety, or especially if you're trying to get your child off of the video games, that you see that they have become explosive or they have a really strong attachment to these video games.
Dr. Osterman adding that screen time over hanging out with family or friends and playing outside, that's a strong indicator, suggesting maybe a contract promoting self-regulation. The Mount Pleasant Plan Commission again on board with a proposed senior living and memory care facility for vacant land in the 3900 block of Old Green Bay Road, north of the fire station, a project that got initial approval last year but had to change in scope for different reasons, including financial. Community Development Director Logan Martin explaining the original time frame also ran out, requiring the developer to come back for approval on rezoning and the conditional use permit.
These changes, in conjunction with the project lapsing the original building permit deadline, required the developer to make a new submittal to obtain a new project review and approval. The stormwater pond was shifted from the north parcel, which was north of Biscayne Avenue, to the project parcel, which shifted the building footprints and ultimately reduced the size of the shared community building.
Josh Jeffries, the developer, said it's going to be 5 8-bed buildings, each encompassing about 5,500 square feet. No comments for or against offered at the zoning public hearing. The village board will have final say on August 10th. City of Racine Health Department could use your help in replacing stickers on about 2,500 storm drains that warn no dumping drains to lake. Department researcher Stefan Curtis during WRJN's community conversations indicating stickers were initially placed on the storm drains about 10 years ago, but he says it's time for some new ones.
A lot of people don't take in that consideration that things like Samarama or larger events like motocross events or volleyball tours that have some sort of indirect relationship or direct relationship with the water can be adversely impacted.
So far, about 250 of the markers have been replaced, but to get the job done in a timely manner, Curtis says a lot of volunteers are needed, 18 and older, please. Stickers designed to create an awareness about the impact of careless dumping into the storm drains on local waterways. Well, despite a slew of reported citizen sightings of a lion or some other kind of big cat in Milwaukee, the State Department of Natural Resources still hasn't found any credible evidence to this point to back up a video that shows a large cat-like creature. Story's been getting nationwide attention, especially with that video. DNR members searched an area where a stray cat was found mauled in the city. Meanwhile, the fervor over the big cat stories resulted in a dog being shot by a man who mistook it for the big cat. pit bull suffering a broken bone in its leg. As a result of the bullet wound, it's not clear if the shooter may be facing any charges. And veteran Burlington Police Department canine handler Sergeant John Fisher feeling the loss of his four-legged partner, Knotts, who died this past weekend, but appears to have been natural causes. Two were together when it happened at Fisher's home. Knotts, almost 13 years old, had been on the Burlington Police Force from October of 2003 through June 1st of this year. He did both narcotics and patrol work. The unemployment rates in all of the Kenosha-Racine area municipalities for June down from a year ago, but compared to May, the State Department of Workforce Development says the numbers showed slight increases. In Racine, the overall figure 7.6%, up 0.2 from May, but down 1.3% from a year ago. Milwaukee moving into the number 2 spot with a 7.4% jobless figure. In Mount Pleasant, the June rate of 5.7% was a 0.4 uptick from May. In Caledonia, it was 5.2%, up 0.2. Kenosha showing a 6% jobless rate for June, up 0.3. And in Oak Creek, the 4.6% figure was up 0.1. The use of more than $371,000 in federal community development block grant funding for creating a revolving loan fund to help Racine small businesses that employ or hire low to moderate income residents. It got support from the Common Council this week with little discussion. Alderman Sandy Widener asking some clarifying questions about who has a say in the process, to which Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski suggested it could be a combination of the Development Office, Redevelopment Authority, Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation, and Racine County Economic Development Corporation, depending on the need.
Businesses will be working with WIBIC. They may be working with Racine County Economic Development Corporation or other small business lenders to process through a loan request. There may be identified gaps within that loan request. They will be referred to the city to help fill that gap. It could be the case also that people would bring original requests to the city without working with WIBIC or with RCEDC.
Sadowski pointing out the council still has oversight capabilities. Heather Lutz with WIBIC said access to capital, often the largest barrier for small businesses, and I think this loan fund can really create an impact and job opportunities. The planned conversion of the former KYF building at Kenosha's Library Park into apartments receives another financial boost. Kenosha County awarded a $250,000 community development investment grant by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation toward the project. The conversion efforts already received nearly $2 million in state historic tax credits, and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority is providing over $5 million in low-income housing tax credits over the next 10 years. The total project is about $12.3 million. They are replicas of the ships Nina and Pinta, and they'll be sailing into Racine today, expected to drop anchor near the Main Street Bridge around noontime. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The Nina was built by hand without the use of power tools and has been called the most historically correct Columbus replica ever built by Archaeology magazine. The Pinta was recently built in Brazil to accompany the Nina on her travels. Both ships will be open for self-guided tours while they are docked in Racine. Tickets are $8 for adults, $7 for senior citizens, and $6 for students 5 to 16. Children 4 and under are free. The ships will be open from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. each day through Sunday. They're scheduled to depart from Racine early Monday morning. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Remember, WRJN News also available in podcast form on our webpage. Go to wrjn.com. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.